What a Chinese shopping spree says about our own economic future. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Today is China's answer to Black Friday and Cyber Monday. 11/11 has become a massive online shopping event there, hyped up by retail giant Alibaba. The company says this year's is the biggest yet, taking only 8 minutes to move its first $1 billion in goods. This comes as China's economy is offering hopeful signs. David Kelly, chief global strategist for JP Morgan Funds, explains what that could mean for us.
It really shows the power of Chinese consumers. And that comes in the same day that we've got some pretty strong retail sales numbers from China. And that means that the Chinese economy is relatively stable.
And we talk about that a lot, the question of whether Chinese consumers are going to spend, whether that be a more attractive market for exporters looking into that market from around the world. What's driving that, this apparent new awakening of the Chinese consumer?
A strong currency and a strong wage growth is really building a Chinese middle class. The Chinese economy has got lots of problems. It's got a lot of debt. Their currency is probably too high. But there is a bigger middle class, and they are anxious to spend. I think that's helping the Chinese economy continue to grow.
The New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is telling popular daily fantasy sports websites DraftKings and FanDuel to stop taking bets. He says their focus on short-term gaming and lottery-style promos make them illegal gambling operations. The companies disagree. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more.
The central question here is whether these daily fantasy sites are games of skill or games of chance.
That legal question often comes up in gambling cases.
Raymond Sauer is a professor at Clemson University who focuses on the economics of regulation and of sports. He says poker players, for example, often try and argue their game is one of skill and should be legal.
These FanDuel and DraftKings games that are set up are very much like poker. There's elements of both skill and chance involved. And so the law is a little bit murky here.
But unlike other forms of sports gambling, fantasy sports have strong support from the professional leagues, says Victor Matheson. He's a sports economist at the College of the Holy Cross.
If you're sitting around on Monday night and it's an unattractive game between two teams in small markets, but a bunch of fans nationwide have that quarterback on their fantasy team, guess what? A lot of people are tuning in to games that they otherwise wouldn't.
He says that support and the popularity of these sites might eventually push more states to actually allow sports gambling. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Latinos are the fastest growing group of elderly in the U.S. today. That means the number of elderly Latinos with dementia is increasing too. And there aren't enough bilingual services to go around. That means many Latinos having to leave work and other responsibilities to care for ailing family members. Alicia O'Neill has more from New York.
Luis Sierra is putting on a record for his wife, Miriam. The Sierras are originally from Colombia, but they've lived in New York City for decades. About 10 years ago, Miriam began to show symptoms of Alzheimer's. It's necessary to help her with everything, Sierra says. Bathing her, dressing her, feeding her. It's very hard. Sierra was already retired when his wife started to need care. That's not typically the case, says Carolyn Gelman. She's a social worker who does research on Latinos and Alzheimer's at Hunter College in New York.
While most caregivers for other groups, particularly white groups, tend to be the spouse, for in Latino population, there often are adult children, and that means that they have many competing obligations, work, their own families, their own children.
That juggling act can be expensive, says Mary Middleman, a research psychiatrist at New York University, especially for those who have to hire in-home help.
And if that person doesn't come on time, or if there's a health emergency, the caregiver has to decide whether to put their job first.
A MetLife study looked at caregivers 50 and older who leave the workforce to care for a family member. Those caregivers lose about $300,000 in income and benefits over a lifetime. To manage everything, caregivers need adult daycare for their relatives, counseling, and other services. But those often aren't available in Spanish, Gelman says.
The service doesn't exist, so people aren't using it, so they're finding other ways of supplementing the care that they need. And then the policymakers and the providers can say, well, you see, they use their families. They don't need this help.
That's changing. Both the Alzheimer's Association and the Latino Alzheimer's Alliance are starting bilingual support groups and other programs across the country. That also saves the healthcare system money because it's cheaper to care for people in their own homes. Over the past 2 years, a health aide who speaks Spanish has come by the Sierra's apartment every day. Luis Sierra says that's better than putting his wife in a nursing home. It makes my wife happy to be surrounded by people telling her they love her, Sierra says. It's hard to put a dollar value on that. In New York City, I'm Alicia Neal for Marketplace.
And finally, car recalls are in the news a lot lately, owing to everything from shady diesel engines to dangerous airbags. The ones that get attention typically involve waves of cars, recalling hundreds of thousands, sometimes even tens of millions. But this week, a very unusual recall. It involves one car, not just one model or one manufacturer, one car. A single 2015 Rolls-Royce Ghost has a side airbag problem, so the luxury company is recalling it. If you're the one who recently dropped around $300,000 on this car, you and your chauffeur have been warned. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.